Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is the National Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live and in color. Looking forward to an interesting show. We had a great show last week, and looking to have a great show again tonight and next week as well. So give us a call, and our call-in number is 646-716-9827. I'm Greenwich, bringing you the best. We're going to have him tonight on the show, coming to you live as well. And she's coming out of Chicago. I'm coming out of New York City. So please join us. The show is also taped. We have some taped shows. So for your listening pleasure, please tune in and find out what's going on and what we've got cooking. So without any further ado, let's take a look at the Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. We stand for the expression, we assert that we are responsible for generating community, possibility, and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991, and today is July 7th, 2013. North, south, east, west, above, below, and around. Above, below, and within, and around. Moment of silence, please. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. So, with that, just wanted to say it is hot. It's almost as hot as Las Vegas. Now, Las Vegas, they're able to fry eggs on the sidewalk, okay? Those are 117, 120 degrees. Interesting factoid. Didn't know this. Airplane engines are no longer able to fly when the temperature gets above 117 degrees. So that was very interesting. And here's why, because they can't get any lift. But that was pretty interesting. Well, anyway, it is hot here in New York City. It is sizzling. And we're supposed to get some thunderstorms, but I'm not sure what we're going to get. We're going to get anything to cool it down. It's been hot and blazing for the last two or three days. And, you know, that's just kind of how life has been. We've got hot fun in the city. So it's been a scorcher. Want to let you know that this is International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and our call in number is 646-716-9827. And what else I want you to know? Our website. You got to check out our website, www.blacksummit.org. And I would be remiss if I didn't tell you the purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community and the world. So there's just a little of that, a little of this. You know what, I want to tell you a little bit more about, I actually want to talk about some of the questions. We were talking about the questions, I think about 2 weeks ago, some of the intricacies of the conversations that take place inside the International Black Summit. And if I must say so myself, I must say that we have an eclectic group of individuals who are forward-thinking and certainly expansive thinking, and do quite a bit of mind, I don't want to say boggling, but just, you know, just consciousness building, and speaking of that, this brother turned me on to this, some information about the Moors. Oh my goodness. The Moors are something else. The Moors are actually, a lot of people get it confused because there's a lot of misinformation about it. But the Moors are essentially black folks. People from Africa who have, well, basically, you who have cultivated the world. Let's call it what it is. And they really have looked at it and gone around the planet and done some things that are certainly notable. Very, very notable, I might add. So, and these are some of the things that I found quite interesting. I must say, for example, the fact that the Renaissance, you know, the Renaissance in Europe was spurred by the Moors because they were the people who had all of the education, who had the science and math. You know, it's, you know, I find it ironic that I find it very ironic that the infrastructure in our society has not allowed our young people to achieve in math and science, and that they're insufficient. And the truth is, math and science came from Africa. You know. Anyway, I'm not going to go into it because we can do a whole show on that. But the conversation, the DVD that you want to check out is called Hidden Colors. And it's got some very, very interesting information that I'd advise you to take a look at. Look into it for yourself. See what you see about it. And what's possible. So, I'm going to talk a little bit about the questions. And questions. The questions are what we engage in. The questions are really the conversation that we look at from year to year. I particularly like the first one, because I was inside of the struggle myself at the first summit in 1991, Atlanta, Georgia. Who am I in relationship to the black community? What is it to be black? So that's the inquiry that we're in. So what does that mean? Well, I can tell you what it meant for me. I can't tell you what it meant for everybody else. And that's the other part of this conversation and this experience, is that the International Black Summit is about experiencing this conversation or the inquiry through your own personal experience. And so what I can tell you about the summit at this point in time was that the summit was had an identity crisis. Not like we didn't know who we were, who we are, but what we discovered is that we had to give up our individual who we knew ourselves to be. And we had to come together in a conversation that was inclusive of who we were. And so all that means, I'm saying, what does that mean? All that means is this, is that we were African, we were Caribbean, we were Black American, we were Canadian American, Canadian, Black Canadians. We were, and we didn't have a name for ourselves because we had never communicated that way before. Like, how do we call each other? You know, how do we put ourselves in one umbrella? And so the conversation was really the International Blank Summit. So we actually left the summit not knowing what we were going to call ourselves because we didn't know what to call ourselves. Because we had never come together in that way to call ourselves one thing. Because we were separate entities, separate cultures. We had never been part of an organization that it was inclusive. And so that was the interesting thing inside of this conversation. And so we left that being an inquiry of what it is and what it is to be Black. What does that mean? What does that, you know? And sure enough, the second summit in Highland Park, all of that stuff came up. Who am I in relation to the Black community? What is it to be Black? The second summit was about discovering that I am all of the good, the bad, and the ugly of my community. I'm the prostitute on the corner. I'm the pimp that's got her hooking. I'm the drug dealer. I'm the preacher. I'm the Harvard College grad. I'm the, you know, the Black doctor, the Black lawyer, the Black politician. Every aspect of our community was me. And I had to embrace that. And so for Glenn Greenwich, what I had to do was to get that I was all of that. That all defined me just like I defined it. Well, I defined it in terms of I identified myself through it. And one of the things, not necessarily that came into that summit, but one of the things that I had to have a personal breakthrough around is mental health. Because I could own most things in my community. You know, like I knew guys that were hustlers. I knew guys that were pimping. I knew guys that were doing various things. But I couldn't own anybody being crazy or needed medication. You know, like that aspect of the community is like, oh, no, not that. And so for me, I had to embrace, that was my challenge. That was my hurdle. Embrace that. But at the event, because we were inside of that question, there was a whole healing that took place. Because, of course, once you embrace all aspects of yourself, then you can begin to have some power around it. And I got to tell you, there was definitely some healing going on in that space. For most people, and for myself especially. So that's who I'll speak. speak to. And have a conversation with about who or what must I be in order to transform the black community and the world. That one was an interesting one as well. Well, after we had all that insight in Highland Park, the question was, what must I transform within myself in order to transform the world? And so, you know, that began to look like, you know, me owning all the different aspects of myself that were ugly and mean and nasty. So, it was all of that. All of that. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live and in color. And just wanted to let you know that we've got information available about any of our upcoming events at www.blacksummit.org. So don't go away. Do not go away. So, the first two summits were very encouraging, very uplifting, very challenging, very healing. And then they sort of changed a little bit. In Nairobi, Kenya, you know, the rest, well, up until Nairobi, Kenya, we were in this, what is my relationship to grace in regards to acknowledgement, abundance, wealth, and well-being? Who or what must I be in order to transform the black community and the world? What is my relationship to being life as transition? So all of them were kind of different flavors and variations of that conversation. But when we got to Nairobi, Kenya, what is it to just be? And, of course, in our declaration, it's nothing to do except be. And so we were talking about all of this transforming and relationship, transition and acknowledgement. And we're like, let's quiet our minds. What is it to just be? And that was, I'm just kind of reflecting back. It was like, because for us, getting to Kenya was no easy task. And it was like, just be. You know, what does that look like? What could that possibly be saying? And I want to say that that's kind of what the journey is. You know, if you track what we do and what we've done and where we tend to go, there's quite a few different conversations that we work with, that we enable inside of ourselves. So we invite you to come and join in the journey, but really come check out what you can get for yourself. You know, what's possible, what's available, what'll leave you turned on and excited, what'll make your day. You know, what's life telling you that you're not able to hear or listen to? Because we get trained in listening. We get trained in listening to life. We get trained in listening to the possibility of life. We get trained in formulating the possibilities of life. So, I just want to let you know that it really is that. It really, 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 really is that. So come join us. Come take a look. Henrietta's going to be jumping on and talking about Ottawa. And so I'll save that conversation for her. But I want you to really take a look at what you're up to and what you're generating, what you're creating, and what you want to make happen. You know, how do you want that to really occur? Is your life occurring the way you want it to? And what can be done differently? So, here's another question. Another one of the questions I want to pose to you. So then we had this conversation of what it is to be, right? Just to be. Then we went into, given that noticing your trigger provides you access to some aspect of yourself that has been that you have been unable or unwilling to be with, standing there, what access does your trigger provide you for the fulfillment of the purpose of the International Black Summit? So when you look at that one, that's 1997. It's got some aspects of the conversation that we're in today, but it's not quite the same. Given that you're noticing your trigger provides you access to some aspects of yourself that you have not, that you have been unable or unwilling to be with, standing there, what access does your trigger provide for you for fulfillment of the purpose of the International Black Summit? Interesting. Who am I being in the world that I created from my vision? So one of the things, one of the underlying themes that you'll definitely want to kind of check in with us about is your vision. You know, what is the vision that you have for yourself, for your community, for all communities? In Jamaica, what are the possibilities available for editing the script I've written for my life? That one is a real interesting one as well. That one kind of, you dance in and out of the conversation of, you know, who's the author of that script? Is it you, or are you allowing the script to be written by others? So it really is that. Who am I being as a conscious creator of my life and community? That was in Philadelphia in 2000. Atlanta, Georgia in 1998. Who am I being in the world that I created for my vision? So you can see that there's a lot of vision work that's going on. There's conversation about transforming communities, my community, Black community. Memphis, Tennessee. This one's right after the other one. What am I being as a conscious creator of my life and community? What is available by consciously owning all that I create? And when you think about that, I was like, whoa. What is available by consciously owning all that I create? I mean, that's a mouthful right there. That's a mouthful. And then the next year, 2002, which was a breakthrough year for the International Black Summit in terms of the prerequisite course, standalone prerequisites, and I saw a shift in how they were, what and how they were generating. What is available and noticing all that I create that keeps me unconscious to the wonder that I am? Very interesting dialogue. A dialogue that certainly we could have just engaging in a regular conversation and see and look and see where that takes us. I am complete on who I know myself to be. I declare that I am enough. That's in Ghana, Almina Beach. I missed that one. Lord, I missed that one. I was not happy I missed that one, but I missed that one. That's a shame. Passion, Essence, and Action. That was from the trifecta of Miami, Chicago, and Top Hill, Jamaica. I happened to be in Top Hill, Jamaica with Oren and Rosemary Blake. What a lovely event that was. Oh, my goodness. And Dawn Armstrong out of Toronto, Canada. That was her island, her people, her vision for her community that her grandfather had pretty much created. Top Hill, St. Catherine. And we had a clearing call from all three locations prior to the start of the summit that year. Very powerful. It looked very different than anything that we could have imagined, but yet we had a powerful session. We also did a youth conversation with the young people there. Interesting stuff. Just a lot of great work. A lot of great work. And then I Am My Vision Fulfilled Detroit. That's the second one that I missed. Didn't miss too many of them. I think those are the only two that I missed. I missed two. I missed three for some reason. Oh, London. I missed London as well. I was in Anguilla. What aspect of myself am I listening to when I am present to blankety blank? That was Anguilla 2008. New Orleans 2007 was I am present to blank in this moment. So we went from I am my vision fulfilled in 2006, I'm present to blank in this moment. 2008, what aspect of myself am I listening to when I'm present to blank? And then London, England, I am present to myself as the source of my vision. So I was now we went to Baltimore. Be with what is. Oh my goodness. That one rocked my world. Still rocking my world. And then what is possible in life when I be with what is? What is the gift? What is possible in life when I be with what is? What is the gift? Yeah, there's some beautiful conversations. Good way for you to engage in yourself, engage into, you know, what's going on, what's possible. Yes, indeed. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We're coming to you live and in color. Well, I'm in New York City, hot and steamy New York City. We've been sporting a heat wave for the last 3 days, 90 plus, heat index over 100. But still moments and flashes of breeze and comfort and high humidity. But it's all good. It really is all good. It is an all good thing. So I talked a little bit about hidden colors. I'm so present to that. Present to the Moors and their contribution and what it is and some of the the misalignment that we are about the Moors. The Moors are not necessarily just Muslims, although there are a lot of Moors that are Muslims, that do practice Islam. and but the Moors were also Christian in our history books. But the Moors did a lot to support Europe transitioning. So, and I think that that's part of our history that we need to know and understand. And know and understand that mathematics and science, medicine, came from the Moors, came from the culture of the roots, you know, putting roots together, you know, providing, you know, the periodic table, the structure for teaching, you know, for recreating knowledge, for writing, for languages, you know, all of that came from the Moors of Africa. One of the other things I thought was real interesting was the whole conversation of lost my thought. Wow. The conversation of speech, of syntax, of reading. Because most people didn't need to read, didn't know to read, didn't have a requirement to read. You know, who could read was the clergy, was the you know, folk, the religious folks. They had all their reading and writing skills. Nobody else did because it wasn't a necessity. It was not a necessity. But I digressed. I digressed a lot. The International Black Summit. Please check out our website, www.blacksummit.org. And we are here live every Sunday night, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And our call-in number is 646-716-9827. We're here. We're engaging you in some conversations that will make a difference, that will support you in taking yourself, your business, your environment, your family to the next level in terms of communication, in terms of relatedness, in terms of just being powerful. Doing all the things that we're doing. So, you've got a caller on the line, got their hand raised, 773-768. Go ahead, you're live on the air.
Hi, Glenn. This is Claudia in Chicago.
Hey, buddy. How are you
doing?
Hey,
I'm doing fine. I'm happy to hear that you're holding down the fort, holding the space, as they say, and
sure,
listening to your explanation or categorization of the questions that showed up. Very powerful. Very powerful.
Oh, good. Okay, great. Cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad, so anything that you saw for the questions for yourself?
Well, you know, being with what is always a challenge for me.
That's a good one, man. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It's a challenge. I'm not, and sometimes I'm not so sure that means what I think it means. The conversation is you know, every year it's just such a powerful inquiry that I come back home and then I wind up living the questions and trying to and attempting to make some meaning out of it in the space of the next 365 days. So it's a great experience.
Well, you know the thing that I'm left with, and I'm going to plug you in a second, Henrietta. The thing that I'm clear about is that the work gets done inside of the engagement. Because if I'm not engaged in the question, then there's nothing that shows up. However, if you multiply that by the number of facilitators being engaged in it, there seems to be always something that comes up. And everybody's got a different cut, a different look, a different insight, a different access point to what's being given by these inquiry and these questions and these declarations. And so it's a phenomenal body of work that I get to, you know, kind of scratch my brain about, you know, kind of expand myself inside of. And, you know, it's, you know, be with what is. You ain't lying. That one, I've been through quite a few of them, and that one is one that still keeps taking me. And you're right. It's not that we ever do know what it means. All we have is the possibility of what we can see in that moment. And try to string those moments together to keep expanding ourselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, to keep moving ourselves forward. So, it's be with what is, man. Wow. Yeah, that's a powerful one.
Very. All right, I'm just checking in.
Okay,
good show.
Cool.
Good show.
Thanks. Henrietta.
Hey, how are you? How are you? How are you, Claudie?
I'm fine, Henrietta.
Good. Glenn, thank you. Thank you for the time.
Are you welcome? You're welcome.
Yeah.
We've got another listener with their hand up. This is probably the New Jersey folks from the summit. Summit share that's happening. 973-851. Go ahead, you're live on the air.
Oh, that's this is Jonathan Davis checking in from the Summit Share in Union, New Jersey. We missed you, my brother.
Yes,
indeed.
Yes, we did.
We're just finishing up now. We had about 25 or 30 folks here, and it was a good experience. Spreading the word and folding people and doing what we do. So we're speaking to Joyce. I said, is it Glenn on now? I thought I would call in and share.
Yep. Thank you for doing that.
Henrietta?
Yeah.
I heard your voice. How you doing, sis?
I'm good. Who is this?
What you mean, who is this? You don't recognize my voice?
I'm Jonathan.
There's a lot of
somebody that misses you a whole lot. How about that?
Jonathan.
Yes.
How's my New Jersey family?
I said we're holding it down here. We just had our first summit share at Negro House. That's our home in Union, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And, it was a wonderful thing. People are now breaking up and going home. But
okay.
I'm looking forward to Iowa. I'm excited.
Okay.
Looking forward to coming to Iowa and seeing my people again. It's a good thing. We got Shakira, we got Clark, we got Clara here, Niamo. We got beautiful. We had Clark. We had here Charles Cole. Does that name ring a bell at all?
Yes.
He came. Yeah. Old Summiteer from back in the day.
Yes. Oh yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't heard that name in quite a few decades.
I figured that. Yeah. Well, you see, you will
tell
him
I said hello.
Her name is Mark. I absolutely will.
Okay.
All right. I just wanted to share.
Thanks.
Well, thank
for
you, brother. Appreciate it.
No doubt. Bye bye. Oh, wait. Don't go.
Say hello.
Yeah, hello. Hey, Glenn. Which Glenn? Glenn Greenwich? Oh, hey, Glenn. Are you there?
No, I thought you were a speaker. This is Shakira.
Okay.
How you doing?
Hello, girl.
Hello?
You're
breaking up. Hi, Shakira. Hi, who's that?
Henrietta.
Oh, hey, Henrietta. How you doing? Are y'all together?
No, well, this is a radio program.
Oh, you're on the radio. Oh, my goodness. Am I on the radio?
Yes, you are.
Hello,
Shakira.
Everybody.
Shakira.
Yes.
Is there somebody there who's new to the summit for the first time to the conversation that we could talk to?
Is there someone here who ask a question again?
Is there somebody there not a part of the summit conversation that we could ask how they enjoyed the summit share?
Oh yes, absolutely. Let me give you Sherry. Sherry Anderson? Yes, with the Kelsey Institute of Alternative and Holistic Studies. Sherry, this is a couple of Glenn Greenwich and Henrietta Bird, who are the hosts of the International Black Summit Radio, and they'd like to speak with you. They're on air.
Hello.
Hi, Sherry. Your name is Sherry?
Yes, it is.
Hi. I'm Henrietta, and Glenn is on also as another host. Claudie is on. He's one summit people in Chicago. And I was just wondering, since you were just completed a summit share, if you could share with the listening audience kind of what you got from the share.
Certainly. There were quite a few points that I felt that were valid and that kind of drove things home. But the wonderful thing about what I learned today was identifying your spirituality and who you were and how you wanted to perceive your life and the things that you could contribute to your community as well as yourself. And it was really nice to hear the declaration and to identify what parts touch you as an individual and what you can take away from that. And for me in particular, it was just learning to be still. And in being still, connecting to my higher power or what the universe has to offer and how we just come into balance mind, body, and spirit. And so I thought that was a wonderful thing for me to be able to take away and then to interact with so many different people of various different backgrounds and cultures and to find that while we come from different avenues, we still have one thing in common, and that is our spirituality and what we want to do with ourselves and how we want to share that to empower our community and continue to just show love and growth and make things better for who we are.
That's great. Did you have an opportunity to discuss the question for this year, like what is available when I notice my trigger, be with what is, trust that it provides me insight?
I would say in short, yes and no.
Okay.
I think because there were so many people that was present, in order to be fair to everyone and give them an opportunity to speak about some things, we needed to be considerate of the topics in which we touched on and how far people went as far as length of time.
Okay, great. Well, I'm glad, I appreciate you saying yes to this. How do you feel about attending the annual event in Ottawa?
Well, actually, I do plan on attending, my husband and I. I look forward to it, and I will begin to plan because it's next month, of course, so time is short, and you have to, you know, do things expediently in order to be prepared for that. So me personally, I do plan on attending. I think it's just a wonderful, I don't know if I would say organization, but it's just a wonderful share to be able to be a part of that and to know that there are people that are doing things and taking positive steps. So I definitely look forward to it, and I plan on being a part of, you know, I'm sorry, somebody's talking. I plan on being a part of it myself and contributing whatever I can to help empower, you know, the cause of what we're doing as far as mind, body, and spirit. And, you know, I encourage anyone who has the opportunity to take a look at what they have to offer, you know, and see how it can be something beneficial to them as an individual and also what they can bring to the table.
That's really good.
This is Glenn. I wanted to ask you what was the part of the declaration that you heard yourself or saw yourself or spoke to you?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. Could you repeat that again, please?
I said, what part of the conversation in the declaration spoke to you?
Well, as I mentioned initially, when I read the declaration, the thing that spoke to me the most was to just be.
Okay.
And it's hard to achieve that. It's hard to just be because we're often so scrambled with different things and trying to find out where our place is in life and who we are and what we need to be doing and how we need to get there. But if we just sometimes learn how to just be and then listen, things come into place the way that they should, and that's when you begin to learn how to gain balance, mind, body, and spirit. So that's the thing
awesome.
That drove it home for me.
Awesome, awesome. Because one of the things as a facilitator for the International Black Summit, we train ourselves to listen, listen life. You know, listen life to find out what life is actually trying to tell us. Because you're right. When we get caught up and we get busy, we miss what life is bestowing right in front of us. And so, congratulations. That's a conversation that is, I'm going to say, a senior level conversation. Because it takes a little bit to quiet yourself in order to be in that space to be able to have that available to you. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming. You know, like really, we so appreciate you and your husband coming and really listening and hearing what, you know, what we're doing and saying yes. You know, I can't wait to see you, you know, and if it's okay with you, I would like to have you come back on the show after you've attended the summit.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you done the prerequisite yet?
No, not yet. This is my first share, and as I, you know, indicated to the host that I was truly humbled that they thought of me to invite me, and I'm really glad that I could be here. So this is my first step, and I look forward to it. I'm excited, and I just,
great.
You know, see potential of the things to come.
Great. Well, we're gonna track everything with you as you have your experience, if that's okay with you, so our listeners,
yes, ma'am,
really get what it's like for someone who's never been a part of the conversation before. So thank you again, and thanks to your husband as well.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
Great.
Okay, can I turn you back over to them now?
Yes.
One second, please.
So, Glenn, it sounds like they had a really great summer share.
Yeah, they had like about 20 people, they said.
Yeah, that's good. And just for the listeners, a summer share is a gathering of people who have participated in the summit conversation in the annual event in the prerequisite. Along with people who have never participated, and it's really like we used to call back in the day, we used to call them rap sessions. You know, where you sit around and you talk about your experiences. I know we have a lot of feedback right now, but there's somebody who doesn't know where the phone is, I guess, who feels Jersey. But we have some machines.
Wait a minute. You don't smoke cigarettes, do you? You smoke cigarettes?
Glenn, can you mute them?
Yeah, I'll hang them up.
Okay, thank you. So the summer share is a gathering of people who sound and they share their experiences of what the summer's like. It's also an information session for people who've heard about the summer, but they really don't know what it is. The sun is in the title. People often think it's something where you sit around and talk about, you have speakers and no speakers come in and tell you what's going on in the world as far as anything that has to do with black people. That's usually what people think it is. But that's not what it is. The summit is a gathering of people of all different backgrounds,
lifestyles, cultures,
so,
all of
yeah,
that.
Opinions, different opinions and different views. And we come together to work on our vision, but we do it in a different kind of way, you know, and our visions, they kind of stand inside of the declaration, you know, somewhere in that declaration lies everyone's vision, you know, in some form or fashion. And it's magical, the technology in the International Black Summit. It's an individualized transformation experience that takes place in a group. And it's a very large group of people. It's a small group of people. Transformation experience you share with others of like consciousness, you know, and everyone comes together from wherever they are over the world. These are all people of Black African descent, and they share in this experience. I'm sure Glenn's, you know, talked about it earlier. It's a 3 or 4 day experience. If you need to do the prerequisite, that starts Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, and then the opening ceremony between six and seven on Thursday, and it'll be Eastern time, you know. And then Friday, when we get started, we all go into the room and we start exploring different questions, different issues, different opinions, and different views about what comes up. It's an in-the-moment transformational experience. And we love it. Once you've done it, you will just be hooked. You will be hooked because it does so much for you as an individual. And I'll speak for myself. It's done so much for me as an individual. You know, it is the place where I go to refuel, and in my refueling, you know, out of all the things that I do, all the places I go, all the classes that I take and all the classes that I teach, that is the time where I can go and just be. You know, I can just be, and I don't have to open my mouth to get it. To get what somebody else is sharing. I can just be a listening. Or I can open my mouth and share, and I'll get it that way. So, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a talker or not. It doesn't matter if you are a listener or not. You know, whatever it is that you are, there's a place and a space for you in the summer conversation. And this year, because we have buses going from several different areas, and people are driving, you know, I think there are more people driving to Ottawa than there are people who are flying to Ottawa. Because of that, those conversations will be live in the vehicles, in the buses, in the vans, and whatever, however people are getting there, as well as on the planes, because once you register for the summit, it starts, it begins. You get in that question, and you start to explore it. And it's magnificent. The experience is magnificent, and I invite you all to go to blacksummit.org and register. Register for the summit. Plan to be there on Wednesday night so you can be in the prerequisite Thursday morning, unless you've already done the prerequisite. Then you don't have to be there until Thursday night, you know. But join us in Ottawa and exploration that we have going on for the last 320, I think, 365, and we have about 29, I think we have 29 days or something, 24 days before we get there. So we've been in this question for 341 days, I think it is. What is available when I notice my trigger, be with what is, and trust that it provides me access to my vision fulfilled. Just a wonderful, wonderful experience, a wonderful experience. Go to blacksummit.org and register. Go to blacksummit.org and send us, you know, there's an email where you can reach the people on the talk show. I think you have a few more days to register in the hotel. So reserve your room now. And it's a family affair. We have a youth summit, a children's summit, so it can affect.
Yeah, and what you get hooked on, what you get hooked on is you.
Yeah.
You get hooked on the possibility of you being an expansive being.
So yeah.
That's what we work on. We work on you being an expansive being beyond what you know possible about you, for you.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the beauty. That's really, and of course, we're going to be in Ottawa. So check out the website, www.blacksummit.org, and really take a look at getting yourself there, because once you're in the space, what we can promise you is that miracles occur.
Yeah. But
you got to get yourself to the space and inside the space. And we can talk about it from now till Timbuktu, but it doesn't even begin to speak to the possibility and the work that you'll do with yourself. So we invite you to come take a look, come play with similar people who are out to cause a change, a transformation in the black community around the world. And we'll all work together and share our ideas, our thoughts, and what we're up to so we can move this whole sucker forward.
So until next week, and we are 3 weeks away, Glenn. 3 weeks.
Is it 3 weeks? Oh my goodness.
Okay. Three weeks away. So we have the 14th, the 21st, then the 28th, and then we are headed to Ottawa. Headed to Ottawa, and we will keep you informed. We'll have live broadcast day by day. You know, can't tell you who we'll be interviewing, but it will be magnificent. You'll get a lot of history of the black, the people of African descent in Canada, the ones who live in Canada, how they got to Canada, just historic information. So much that you will just love hearing about, as well as the distinctions and how things are going day by day in Summit. So just stay tuned to blacksummit.org, click on talk show. And as we, like I said, as we go through that those days, we'll do some mini shows, we'll do some long shows, whatever it is, but we'll bring it to you live from Ottawa, Canada. That's it for me, Glenn. Thank you so much for holding it.
Not a problem, my dear. Well, with that, good night. God bless. Peace and blessings. Love y'all.
Love you too. Good night.
Good night.